When Sherry Crabb was a kid, a crisis counselor helped change her life. Crabb's father had a substance abuse problem, and there was domestic violence in the house.
I grew up in a home that had holes in the walls from fists being thrown, and emergency telephone numbers taped under my sister's bed, just in preparation for that one night my mother may need rescuing from the police.
That night eventually came, and the girls made the call as they hid under the bed. The police came with a crisis counselor from the Southern Illinois-based Family Counseling Center. The sisters were placed in foster care and began therapy, which Crabb says helped her heal from trauma. Today, she is the executive director of the Family Counseling Center. But after the elimination of a state grant that helps community mental health centers cover the cost of employing a psychiatrist, Crabb and mental health providers throughout Illinois are worried they soon may not be able to offer assistance to others in need.
Life-saving services, the services that minister to my success as an adult, should not be sacrificed.
Often, clinics don't have a full-time psychiatrist, but bring one in to meet with patients and prescribe medication. Last fiscal year, the grant supporting those services amounted to $27 million. Governor Bruce Rauner called for zeroing out the grant under the budget he presented to lawmakers in February. Still, directors of the community mental health centers say they were taken by surprise when the Illinois Department of Human Services essentially ended the grant by not sending out the contracts tied to it. Some centers have reserves and lines of credit they can call on, but several are concerned they may have to stop offering psychiatric care or even close their doors altogether.
We're good through this month, and you know, I figure we can probably make November work, but if something doesn't happen by December or January at the latest, then that could be a real reckoning for not just my agency, but in talking with other administrators, several other agencies as well.
That was Kenneth Polke, executive director of a mental health center based in the town of Paris. His clinic employs the only psychiatrist consistently practicing in Edgar and Clark counties. Some clinics, like the one in Paris, are still taking new patients, but some are not. Pillars, a social services provider with offices in the southwestern suburbs of Chicago, stopped screening new clients in August. Ann Schreiner is the CEO there and says her agency is making referrals to other providers, but they are strained too.
All are challenged in meeting the demand for service, and wait times are rising alarmingly. It can be 3 to 4 months before someone needing a psychiatric evaluation can be seen within our community.
The elimination of the grant follows years of cuts to funding for mental health and addiction treatment services. Providers say the state is now ill-equipped to treat people in crisis needing inpatient care. Ken Polke, who runs the Community Mental Health Center in Paris, recounts a recent incident when a patient came to the local hospital for help.
No bed could be found in the entire state of Illinois. That poor individual was stuck in an ER bed for 4.5 days. If that wasn't a challenge to your mental health, I don't know what would be.
A placement was eventually found, but not in Illinois.
The slap in the face was, after all of that, there wasn't even an Illinois provider that would be able to get this individual in. The individual had to go to Indiana.
Polke says that if patients lose access to their medication because they can't see a psychiatrist, more will end up in emergency rooms. At a recent conference for providers, Department of Human Services Secretary James Demas reportedly called the grants unsustainable and told the group that a better funding model is needed. The department says that once a budget is approved, it does plan to fund other programs that support psychiatric services. I'm Jamie Dunn.